into the post breakup with yours truly, Nicole and Sweeney. Today's podcast episode is about coming out of a storm. After we come out of a storm or we experience traumatic experiences, it often leaves us with feelings of negativity and just raw emotions. We feel lost, we feel disheveled, and we feel empty on the inside. Oftentimes, we don't know what to do when we've experienced a storm. Then we feel the need to go into repair mode. And after we go into repair mode, we try to avoid having all these feelings of hurt, bitterness, frustration, hopelessness, powerlessness, loss, emptiness, all those feelings we try to avoid, and we go into repair mode to avoid feeling those feelings. Have you ever been in that place before where you felt you just didn't know what to do after the storm passed and you're just feeling stuck? You're feeling like you're in the remnants of your mess and you don't know what to do with your mess. That's exactly how Journey felt. When she was released from prison for a crime she committed, she felt so empty, broken, and beyond repair. If you are feeling like Journey today, I want to give you 5 steps on how to navigate after you've experienced a storm. I want you to pause and allow yourself to be still. Sometimes we forfeit the lesson by trying to bypass our pain too quickly. But I'm here to encourage you. If you've ever experienced a relationship breakup, a loss of a job, a bad report from your doctor, your expectations were not met, you were hoping for something to happen and it didn't, or you were betrayed, or you felt hurt, or you just don't know what to do with your life, I want to encourage you with these 5 steps on how to navigate after a storm. Step number one, I want you to pause, be still, and stop what you are about to do to try to make yourself feel better. In moments of pausing, it allows us to recollect, be one with ourselves, and to allow God to show us our next steps. Step number two, assess. It's very important for us to identify the feelings that we are having. When you assess, you get in tune with your mind, your heart, and your body to really understand exactly what you're feeling. Step number three, I want you to understand exactly what it is that is going on with you and understand that it's okay to not feel okay. It's okay to have negative feelings. It's okay. The fourth step is S, self-soothe. Self-soothe in productive and positive and healthy ways. Don't destruct yourself, but construct yourself. Restruct yourself, right? Because self-soothing can be going to a therapist, or it can be overindulging in alcoholic beverages. Whatever place you are at, find a way to self-soothe in a productive and healthy way so that it leads to a better and higher version of yourself. And the fifth step is for E, exercise. Move your body. Very often, and sometimes we don't even realize this, we hold trauma, hurt, loss, and bitterness inside of our bodies. But I want to encourage you to use exercise as a tool to release those negative emotions and feelings out of your body so that you're not carrying it with you every day. Be good to your body and bless your body. Just like the story of Journey, we all will experience some trauma or a storm. But I encourage you to follow the 5 steps of pause. P for pause, A for assess, U for understanding that it's okay to not feel okay, S to self-soothe in a productive and healthy way, and E, exercise, move your body. And I promise you, the road ahead will be one of hope and resilience. And today's affirmation is, when you're at your lowest, God will provide a new way for you. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you all next week. And remember that God is proud of you. Peace.